Sometimes a small, simple act of kindness can change the world, or in the case of Bluffton, South Carolina, a community.
My name is Josh Cook, and I own the Corner Perk Cafe in Bluffton, South Carolina.
Josh grew up in Bluffton, but he left to go to college and live in the big city for a while. It was Atlanta. 2 years ago, he returned to Bluffton to open up Corner Perk Cafe.
When you come into the coffee shop, you usually are going to recognize somebody there because it's a neighborhood place.
In 2010, one of his regular customers did something out of the ordinary.
And she comes in and says, here's $100. I just want to leave this for the next so-and-so people that come in and get drinks, just to let them know, you know, that somebody was wanting them to have a great day, and just let them know to pay it forward.
To pay it forward. A cup of coffee at Corner Perk costs $1.95, so that $100 lasted.
You know, it lasted probably from, say, 10 in the morning to maybe 3 in the afternoon.
Free coffee for everyone coming in.
We got all kinds of reactions. Most people, we had to, like, take the time to explain the whole story of what actually took place, because they're like, no, you're just trying to give me a cup of coffee to grow your business. And I had to constantly tell them, no, you know, the cash is sitting right here on the counter. Somebody literally walked in and left money to pay for your coffee. And so it's really fun when you're the barista working, because the tips just go up because everybody's feeling generous.
Including that anonymous donor, she keeps coming back.
She's done it probably 7 or 8 times in the past 2 years, but it had been quite a while since she had actually done it until just before the start of the new year this year.
Josh posted the news of her most recent visit on his Facebook page, and word spread quickly.
Several other people in the community heard about it, and someone who had been the recipient of her gift decided that they wanted to give $20 one morning, last Thursday. Then a few hours later, another guy comes in, which had never been to the coffee shop as far as I know, and left another $100 and just asked if this is the place where they do that and that he wanted to do the same. And he turned around and left. He didn't even buy a drink.
That last act of kindness happened just a week ago.
We just want people to continue to pay it forward in any way, whether that's helping somebody with their electric bill or, you know, filling up somebody's car with gas. You know, there's so much sort of sadness and depression in the world today. It's really nice to have a kind thought or, you know, some sort of gesture to let people know that it's all going to be okay.
That's Josh Cook. He's the owner of Corner Perk Cafe in Bluffton, South Carolina.